Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, if you've been a fan of my channel for a long time now, you'll know that I've read a number of different stories about loads of entitled parents trying to steal valuable things. Be it expensive first-class tickets on a plane, cars, even houses, we've pretty much seen it all. But in over 2 years of making videos on this channel, I'm yet to ever see a story like this one, in which this Karen tries to steal a solar panel off her neighbor's house. Karen tries to steal solar panel, and her son assaults me. You know, I've been lucky with not encountering Karens up until recently. Honestly, I thought the internet over-exaggerated about these crazy entitled people. But I've come to the sad truth that these people do exist, and my faith in humanity has dropped just a tad more. And just a little more as I'm typing this, coming to the realization that these people are raising the next generation. Anyways, I work in the solar industry, mainly residential, as a service technician. Whenever something goes wrong with a solar PV system, I'm the guy they send out to fix it. I've been doing this long enough to have the knowledge and skill to complete an entire installation by myself, with roof pitch and module count within reason, that is. Anyways, I went out with one of the crews for an installation, as they were short a few guys. So myself and two of the other technicians I work with volunteered to help them out. It seemed like a pretty standard job. 40 plus panels, not a steep roof. Okay, we should be in and out, time permitting, and should be finished and back at the shop by 4 or 5pm. So, we arrive at the house in what looked to be a pretty rich neighbourhood. The homeowner greeted us and even offered to grab us all breakfast. It was a good day so far. We set up an exclusion zone to prevent anyone from coming too close to the house, as equipment, tools, etc. could fall off the roof. I'm on the ground working on building the electrical portion of the system. I've got my music playing, all's good, I've got myself in a good rhythm. I then notice a child, could have been no older than 7, dart past the red tape we've put up and head towards a ladder to the roof and try to start playing on it. Like any human being with common sense, I ran over and told the kid he couldn't play on this and that the red tape was up so he couldn't get hurt. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, Karen appears. Man, she had it all. The haircut, the sunglasses, and she had the worst spray tan I've personally ever seen. It's summer, people, just go and get some sun, dang. Anyway, she says, "Don't talk to my son like that, he just wants to play with your tools." "Mom, I can't allow him to play with our tools, and I also can't have him or yourself pass that red tape. It's up for your safety." "Oh, he'll be fine. Just tell your workers not to drop anything." I lost a couple of brain cells from that response. Okay, I can tell them to not drop anything all day, but that doesn't exclude the fact that accidents happen, and we cannot risk anyone who is a non-worker getting hurt. "Now, please leave. This is an active worksite. I can do as I please, and so can my son. We're friends with these people, and they let my son play in their yard. You should take a better direction at talking to potential customers, you know." "Mom, until I have site plans for an installation on your house, how I speak to you is not a concern I have. If I sound cross, I apologize, but I've now told you twice I cannot have you pass that red tape. So, I'm asking you once again, please take your son and leave before either of you get hurt. This is an active work site." She then grabbed her child's arms and stormed off, while also tearing off a section of the exclusion zone tape and storming over to our house 2 doors down. I stood by our trailer to take a breather and began chain smoking. Now, I try not to get stressed out so much, being my job is already stressful as it is, but I've got zero patience for people with no common sense, especially if they're a parent. A little while later, panels are prepped, roof is based out. For anyone who knows about solar installations, we used a rackless system instead of actual rails. No idea what that means, but sounds good. We're now just finishing up the electrical before placing the panels into position. I'm running between the basement and the outside area. I get back to outside, punching in some wires, when I hear one of my guys yelling from the roof. "Hey, kid, what are you doing?" That immediately caught my attention, as I thought the little kid had run past the exclusion zone tape once again. But my eyes caught a guy running down the road with a solar panel in tow. He thankfully wasn't very fast, given he was holding the panel. I darted over to this kid and attempted to rip it from his hands, while simultaneously trying not to let it hit the ground. I was able to get my hands on it, but this kid actually put up a fight and tossed the solar panel, then put me in an awkward position and landed a full-on punch to my chest. Not gonna lie, it did knock the wind out of me a little. But I went into full self-defense mode. The kid wanted to take another shot at me, since I didn't completely go down. I immediately, though, put him on the ground without throwing any punches. I didn't know how old this kid was, and I didn't want to get into trouble for hitting a minor, but I wasn't about to just let this kid continue to hit me. I'm thankful I've got a little background in amateur MMA, and a police officer dad and older brother who have taught me stuff over the years. So, I had the kid down on the ground, pinned, and out comes the same Karen, running, screaming like a banshee. The typical, "I'm calling the cops," and "You just assaulted my son." I really asked myself at this point if this was happening. "Your son was stealing a solar panel and punched me in the chest. I had to defend myself. I told him to grab the solar panel. My neighbor said I could take one and try it out and see how I like it." At this point, my guys are at my aid, and I tell them to call the cops and keep this Karen away from me. As we wait for the cops to show up, this orange-skinned lunatic is ranting about how she's going to sue all of us and blah, blah, blah. The cops arrived about 10 minutes later. I removed myself from the kid, and the cops split us all up to take our statements and such. Karen went with her story about how her neighbor said she could borrow a solar panel and try it out. Now, even if he did say that, which he didn't, you can't just let someone take a solar panel because they still belong to the company. Most people who buy solar finance the panels and pay them off over the course of the next couple of years. Works a lot like financing a car. It got to the point where the cops ask if I want to press charges for the assault. The guy whose house we were installing had a security camera system and caught the incident all on tape, so I gladly say yes. I've got no idea when the court proceedings are going to be taking place, and I honestly just want this over and done with. The thing that stands out to me is that this Karen, after sending out her son to just obviously steal a solar panel, came up with the excuse that her neighbor, who the solar panel's house were getting put onto, actually said, "Yeah, you can get one and do a trial run with it and see if you like it." So the neighbor, according to Karen, said that they could take a solar panel off their roof that was just being installed today and put it on their roof and try it. Who would ever believe that? Firstly, who would ever say, no one would ever say that. And then who would ever believe that absolute bull? Like, if you're a solar panel installation guy, like OP is, and the Karen says this to you, you're going to be like, "Oh, yeah, you know what? That seems okay. As long as the client has said that you can rip a solar panel off the roof, the exact job I'm doing right now, yeah, go for it. Sounds good. I'll be fine with that." Honestly, guys, it's only a solar panel after all. That's the weird thing about this. This whole kind of, you know, argument came about due to solar panels. Yes, of course, it was about, you know, the kid not being let in to climb into a, you know, building site, which is probably a good thing, but ultimately the Karen wanted revenge not by stealing a car, stealing money, something like that, stealing a solar panel. It's so outlandish, I almost don't believe it, but I do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alright then, now moving on to our second story. What do you mean other people can have the same first initial as me? When I was working at my last job, I had this coworker that was a real piece of work. One of my most memorable interactions with her was when I bought a new coffee cup into the office. I'd had it for about a week until I guess she finally saw it and came into my cubicle and tried to get me to give it to her. My coworker, who OP has decided to call CB, choosing beggar because that is pretty much what she is, says, "Wow, that is such a pretty cup." "Thanks. Yeah, isn't it cute? I got it at Michael's." "Oh, look, it has an R for Rosa." Yeah, I guess it could be, but, you know, I was thinking more for my name, since, you know, it's my cup. But it has an R." "Yes, I know it has an R. That's why I bought it. since my name starts with an R. Well, can I have it? No? Why not? But what? Because it's mine. But it's so cute. Yeah, that's why I bought it. Well, why can't you just give it to me and go and buy another one? Because I don't want to. Look, why should I give you my cup? Because I want it. It has an R for Rosa. It went back and forth like this for a few more minutes, and finally I told her that I was done discussing it with her. I got it from my desk, took the cup with me to the break room, washed it out, came back, and hid it in a drawer. Rosa, my dear, if I can call you that. I know we don't know each other, but I feel like we do. Why don't you just, you know, take a little trip down to Michael's yourself and buy your own cup, you absolute s***. Well, I can't. Okay, that's going to have to be bleep, but that's how I feel about her. You know what, guys? Comment down below. What word do you think I said there? If you get it right, I'll give you a heart. And that's the way that we can get around YouTube not demonetizing me for swearing. But anyway, yeah, on this story. It actually is quite unbelievable that people like this exist. A letter doesn't stand for a name. It's just a letter. But say, take anyone that lies. What if a Richard works there as well? Is he going to say, you know what? No, it's actually my mug because my name's Richard. No, because Richard's not a mug. Pun. It was a bad one. Accept it. All right, let's end it all here. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. Two of probably the dumbest stories involving Karens that I've seen in a long time, to be honest. One stealing solar panels, the other thinking that their name or their first letter of their name is on a mug. And it's that, like, honestly, I can't even like kind of say what it is. It's that dumb. But anyway, hope you enjoyed the dumbness, because you know what? No matter how stupid you might think you are, I think we can all agree, you're not as dumb as these two Karens. And that's a positive. So take that and run. Watch more videos, subscribe, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.